Catherine Lamper is sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, Adora. All right, now here are two big questions for you. When was the Bible written and who actually wrote it? Those are two of the questions examined by a new NOVA documentary, a program that uses archaeology to come up with answers. Gary Glassman wrote, directed, and produced this documentary, The Bible's Buried Secrets. It's a production of our partner WGBH, and it's airing tonight on local PBS stations. And Gary is joining us from Providence, Rhode Island. Gary Glassman, this documentary focuses on the first five books of the Bible. What is contained? What's the story in those books?
Well, the first five books of the Bible are often called the Torah, or the books of Moses. And what literary scholars have discovered is, in fact, that although it's been assumed that these books were written by somebody named Moses, the first five books were written by four groups of writers over hundreds of years and were compiled during the time of the Babylonian exile, when the Jerusalem had been destroyed and the temple to the Israelite God had been ransacked and burned to the ground.
Now, you mentioned that there were four authors. Talk a little bit more. There was a preview of this documentary, and it was then deemed controversial. What sort of questions swirl about the authorship of the Bible?
Well, once you take the authorship out of the hands of God and put it into the human hands, then people who only see the Bible as in one way take exception to it. But the reality is that the Bible is a foundational text for 3 billion people, and who are Jews, Christians, and Muslims. But it's also a very important book for our Western civilization, and so there are many different ways of reading the Bible rather than just the Word of God.
And what are the central questions that you wanted to answer in this program?
Well, we looked at the origins of the Israelites. Who were they? Where did they come from? How, when, why the Bible was written, and how did the Israelites find their one God?
In fact, let's talk about the role of archaeology, how you had these questions and you wanted the answers to be intersected with science.
Well, we were looking for what we called convergences, that is looking at the Bible looking at the archaeology and also sources outside the Bible to find places where they converge, where there would be some sense of these stories resonating with historical documents. The first place that we find a major convergence is actually on something called the Merneptah Stela. Merneptah was the pharaoh of Egypt, the son of Ramses II, probably the greatest pharaoh in
and
Egyptian
the Stela,
history.
I mean, we're basically talking about a big boasting record, right?
That's right.
I did. Here's who I conquered. I'm
That's
so great.
Right. Everyone should have one of those.
Yeah. Yes, Don't you have one at home?
It's about a 12-foot granite stone carved, and on that stone it lists a whole bunch of foreign people that Pharaoh has conquered, and one of those people he says is Israel, and he says, "I've wiped the seed of Israel from the face of the earth." Well, obviously he didn't. It actually marked their entrance onto the world stage.
I want to talk about one of the more controversial aspects, and that is the idea, the artifacts suggesting that God had a wife. What are we talking about here?
Well, here again, yes, we were very fortunate. First of all, we had access to, incredible sites, archaeological sites throughout Egypt, Israel, and Syria. And we happened to be right there at Tel Rehov, an ancient Israelite site in the Jordan Valley, when the archaeologists there uncovered a clay figurine that they identified as Asherah, who is a Canaanite goddess, a fertility goddess, and this was in an Israelite home. Well, it turns out there have been thousands of these figurines found in Israelite homes, and right up into the destruction of the Jerusalem temple. And so the archaeological record clearly shows that the Israelites were worshiping other gods much longer than certainly we were taught in Sunday school. But interestingly, if you look at the Bible, if you read the Bible, the prophets are always railing against the Israelites worshiping other gods. So here, in a way, is a convergence, another convergence that sheds light on how ordinary people were actually practicing their religion.
You know, we have some sound here of one of the archaeologists talking about finding one of these figurines you talk about. Let's listen.
Well, we just found this beautiful, exceptional clay figurine showing a goddess, a fertility goddess, that was worshipped here in Israel. Here, in this case, she's shown holding a baby.
Wow. So that was Amhai Mazur, one of the archaeologists you were working with. I want you to listen to another piece of audio, just because I love how excited this particular archaeologist is. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about what he's doing.
When I got home and brushed it off, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. Executed in clear 8th century script. It's a tomb inscription. And it just gives the name of the deceased and says, "Blessed may X be by Yahweh." That's good biblical Hebrew. But it says by Yahweh and his Asherah. And Asherah is the name of the old Canaanite mother goddess.
And that's archaeologist Bill Deaver. What's he telling us there?
Well, that inscription talks, that's God's wife, basically.
Right.
That's his evidence for God having a wife. And as Bill says, not only did he have a wife, but he had many girlfriends too.
Okay, you are courting controversy. As we wrap this up, talk about faith and science, and how many truths can we walk around holding?
Well, when we screened this in New York at the Interfaith Center last week and had representatives of the three monotheistic religions, these people were very excited about the possibility that just as monotheism was an evolutionary process for the Israelites and actually came out of perhaps their most tragic moment in history, we may be sitting right now on the verge of a new evolutionary leap forward where monotheism can be embraced in a more, shall I say, more secular spiritual, as a more secular spiritual concept that really unites all of us.
Hey, Gary Glassman, I want to thank you for your time. Gary Glassman is president and executive producer of Providence Pictures, and The Bible's Buried Secret airs tonight at 8 p.m. on your local PBS station, a production of our partner WGBH. And I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry.
And we're always on at The Takeaway. We're doing a series on debt in America, and today we're focusing on housing debt. What's your story?
I purchased a condominium over 2 years ago, and my original monthly payment was $800. Unbeknownst to me, I had an adjusted rate mortgage. I now pay $2,100 a month. I got sick, and between my co-pays and the medicines, because I don't have medicine coverage, I've racked up about $25,000 on my credit card statements.
Wow. We want to hear your story, too, at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer.
This is The Takeaway.